This is Outside the Round with Matt Barile, a Rage Rowdy podcast.
My girl, Miss Lauren Weintraub, also known as Lou. Yeah. Sis, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. It's awards week here. Shit's busy.
Hell yeah.
Saw you last night at Brooklyn Bowl.
I did. I was like, I'll see you tomorrow morning, baby.
Yeah. It was a good time over there.
It was.
These weeks, so you've been in town for a while now to where you've gone out and done a lot of these like awards weeks, like rubbing shoulders with the suits, seeing some homies that you might not have seen in a while, and then getting to hear different people play.
Mm-hmm.
What's that week like for you?
I think it's fun. I think it's really fun to see people. I don't know. I feel like in the music industry, we all have a lot of friends that we like don't see enough.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see those people and hang out and see my friends perform.
Yeah, we're always like running
around.
Running around and going out of town or can find the rooms writing with people and doing this and doing that. But
yeah,
it was a good night. I ended up you had a pro move.
Irish goodbye. Yeah.
You Irish goodbye.
I'm the queen of the Irish goodbye.
Yeah, I mean you're an Irish looking, you're a masshole. I mean you have the Irish goodbye.
Irish looking ass.
Yeah, you're Irish looking ass, I'll tell you what. The Irish goodbye is like that's a smart move because it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
I sprinted last night.
Hell yeah.
I ran that like 100 meter, 200 meter, whatever the distance is. And luckily I don't drink.
Wait, are you serious?
Well, no, like I didn't run.
Oh.
I'm saying like I
last night was a late night. I thought you meant you were drunk and you were like, you know what? I'm going to just like run.
No, I'm not having a relapse party. I would have let you and I are close enough. I would have let you know to be there for the relapse party. I mean, come on. but no, we ended up at Losers last night and it was fucking wild. Oh, you've never heard the relapse party joke? Trey Lewis taught me that. He's like, man, if it's a relapse party, I'll tell you what. It's going to be one hell of a guest list.
I can't.
Yeah. People were looking at me funny last night though because I was getting beers for Nikki T. Like,
and they were like, what's happening?
They're like, what is Matt doing with a Busch Light? He's just drinking soda water and lime. Anything different, something's off. Even if I got like a Diet Coke or something, they'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with Matt? But no, last night I got home at like, I think 3 a.m.
Yeah, damn.
It was a night.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I watched Peyton Manning sing David Allen Coe.
Oh my God.
It was a spectacle.
All right, well, it was worth it.
It was, I guess. But how has life been for you now? Obviously, the rebrand. We've been on, I'm a proud member of the Lauren train for the last fucking 6 years. No, you're one of the first people I met in this town, and now to see you rebranding as Lou, and it seems like the artistry right now is like at an all-time high for you on all levels. What's it been like?
It's been really nice, honestly. I was actually at therapy yesterday, and my therapist was like, how's it going? And I was like, honestly, it feels more like comfortable for me to be wearing these like outlandish outfits and whatever than to like be on stage in jeans and a t-shirt, which I think says a lot about like, whoever you are, even if it's weird, you're just gonna feel more comfortable being that than trying to be something else. So it's been really nice. It's been a long time coming and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, that's actually something I was talking about with somebody last night. I think Nikki T might have been mentioning it, that so much of it is being the best version of you and
100%.
Knowing who you are as an artist, as an individual, and not copying, but like knowing like who the fuck is Lauren. Well, Lauren as an artist is Lou.
Yeah.
That's where you're at right now.
Yeah.
And it seems to be fucking working.
Yeah, it's been really, really positive. So I feel grateful.
Yeah, and new song out?
New song out.
What was it like wearing that thing? It was like a billboard as a shirt.
Everybody was asking me that last night. Okay, so the tea with that is that my stylist Kimmy ordered this like, there's this viral bodega top. Okay, that someone
bodega
made. Yeah, because it looks like the bodega signs in New York.
Ah, it does.
And it didn't come in time because of the weather, and I don't know. There was severe weather at the time, so we were like, "Shit, this idea is so good. We still want to do it." So she like last minute ordered a LED strip off of Amazon. So it's literally just an LED strip, and then we just used duct tape, black duct tape, to like secure
it. So on brand for you.
And that was $20, and the top was gonna be like $120.
Okay.
So it was like, you know
savings.
What?
Savings, Kimmy, balling on a budget.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Shout out Kimmy.
She's like, shout out Kimmy. She's the best. So yeah, that was really fun. Everyone's always asking me about it. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
They're like, is that real or is it AI?
Like, no, it's real.
I'm like, no, that was literally on my boobs.
Yeah, the costumes that you get to wear and the attire that you're getting to wear is Lou is just it's loud, it's different, and it just seems like you're having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, and it's only gonna get crazier.
Right?
Yeah.
Like you're still just kind of growing. So where does Lou is your initials, right?
Mm-hmm.
So where exactly does the idea for the transition from Lauren Weintraub to Lou?
So
what kind of, walk us through some of that.
Well, I think I've told you this before, but like I've wanted to change my artist name for a long time just because like on stage, in an elevator, meeting someone at a random place, they're like, oh, you do music? What's your name? And I'm like having to spell out Weintraub and they're like, what'd you say? And I was just kind of over it. And I was like, you know, if you think about brands that aren't music, it's simple, it's streamlined. And I was like, I'm kind of just like done. And so with this transition to pop, I was like, I got to do it now or never. So I was like, I'm going to do it now. I'm glad I did it. And it is kind of nice to have it separated because it's like when I step on stage, I'm Lou. And when I step off stage, I'm Lauren. And it helps me separate that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Does Lauren bleed into Lou or does Lou kind of bleed into Lauren?
I think they bleed into each other.
Have you had moments like off stage where you're kind of like Lou's starting to come out? Or?
Well, I mean, Lou, I feel like is just me when I'm not, I don't know, doing all my grandma hobbies like crocheting and whatever. Like Lou is just the most badass, but also really sad, like angry and sad version of myself.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say it's a different person. It's just nice to like be able to separate the two because I think as an artist, you know, that's a lot of energy and there's a lot of people thinking about you at all times, and it's nice to be able to like separate it. And be like, all right. I'm going to have like an off day today. So, yeah.
Yeah. What is the family's response been? Because I met your mom at that show at Zydeco back in the day with Alexandra Kay. Which Zydeco's not around anymore. The venue just went away.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Just closed permanently.
When?
Like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
Which is crazy because that room had a lot
it's
of history.
Iconic.
It's a rock club. That's the, like one of the first spots like Riley Muscadine, Ella, that's a lot so of the folks sad. From Alabama came up in. Yeah. But I remember meeting your mom there and she was so sweet by the merch table hanging out.
My parents are the best.
Yeah. So how have they been with this transition?
They've been great.
A louder character.
Yeah. I've always been so incredibly lucky to have the parents that I have because they support me. They're never like, what are you doing? They're just like, we know you're in it for the long run. You're in investment mode and like figuring it out. And I'm really, really grateful to have them.
Yeah. And you have a brother too, right?
I'm a triplet.
Oh, you're a triplet. That's right.
Yeah,
how
did
I forget?
So I have those brothers, two brothers, and then I have an older brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's it like being the only girl with
so fun.
three brothers and the triplet thing? Because I have a brother and sister that are twins. My sister's actually getting married this weekend. They're the fraternal twin thing too. And they have like, it was always weird being the older brother because it's like they have a connection that I just don't have. Like that there's just this twin thing. So I'd imagine it's the same kind of thing with triplets.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a really fun way to grow up. It was just like, I was never bored. Always something to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what do they do?
okay, one of them is a professional poker player.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, he's slaying.
So going out to Vegas and stuff like that,
yes.
or like Mohegan Sun and like Foxwoods in Connecticut, or
he lives in Boston, so he mostly does there, but he'll travel to Vegas. I think he's in Dallas right now.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, like crazy, so talented. I think he went to my parents and he was like, Lauren writes songs for a living. Isn't that the same thing? I'm like, kind of.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of.
It's a gamble.
Yeah, it's a gamble.
It's a gamble. It's betting on yourself.
Yeah. And then my other triplet brother has like a very normal customer service job. And my older brother is a social worker.
Oh,
so
nice.
We're all like very different. Yeah, very, very different.
Yeah, I feel that because my brother works in finance in the city. And my sister's a physical therapist.
Nice.
So it's like, again, very...
Yeah, very different.
Very different, very different things, but all like kind of relating to people in a way, you know?
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Which is solid. So tell us about this, the record that's coming out and the tour and going back to some of our favorite places and just what we kind of have like... going on right now, like Dead Inside, which to me you talk about like the angry and sad, like Lou's super sad, but also very angry. Like she has a lot to say. And I feel like Dead Inside and having Knox on that.
Yeah.
Fucking sick.
I'm so happy he said yes.
he's a cool guy. He's a cool kid.
He's so cool. I love that song. I don't know, I'm really excited for the record because there is like the sad songs are very vulnerable, but also show that like that is powerful thing. It's a powerful thing to do that and not a weak thing. And then the up tempo songs are just like fun, angry, pissed off. And so I'm excited for a live show to have like the both two sides of it. Cause I've always kind of felt that way. I've always felt like some days I wake up and I like am existential and depressed. And then that could be a Monday. And then on Tuesday I'll wake up and I'll be like, let's ride. Like I'm so confident. I love it here. And then the next day I'm like, what the hell is happening? So I feel like that's very true with my artistry too. Is it's like some days I wake up and I want to dress like a dude. Some days I wake up, I want to be like hyper feminine. So, I think it'll be really cool to like do that live on tour and like show that you can have two sides of you and still be know who you are.
Yeah, and I think it's so relatable to your fan base.
Yeah, I think like when you're an artist, there's this huge pressure to like figure out who you are and, you know, make a perfect aesthetic. And I think I think that is really important, but there's ways to like bring two sides of your personality into that. So I'm excited to do that on tour.
Yeah, and I mean, because it's you've been one of our favorite songwriters in town for a long time. Yeah. Like, shout out to the Belcourt Taps days.
Shout out.
And I was talking about that with SJ last night. And it was great to see you two like reconnecting and seeing each other. It's like that's kind of what it's cool to see kind of where everybody's kind of at. But I remember like it's tough to shut rooms up when you're doing a writer's round. Mm. And you were doing that at a young age. Like Between your voice and just the lyrics that you were writing at a young age, what's it been like to, because you started doing music. You were doing theater and stuff back home, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a theater kid.
Which makes sense now doing Lou.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's definitely an element of theatrics involved, which is fun. But it's been amazing. I think lyric writing is something that Nashville for the last 7 years has like taught me. And so going into pop, that's something I really want to carry with me, which I hope will set me apart. Yeah,
I think it has. I mean, with the songs, with the catalog that you've had out, like you think of songs like you think of what was the one? It was Like a Boy.
Yeah,
like that's a pop. Like you have songs that were like poppy, but then you had songs like I remember telling you when we did the first pod, like I think you had just put out Fuck the Snow, you know,
which was another one.
And it's just like and She's Mine. And like it was kind of, again, that duality of like you were always like the pop element was always kind of
it was always there. Yeah, it was there was always undertones for sure.
Did you feel like you couldn't lean into it back then with kind of the position that you were in?
I felt like to achieve all the things I wanted to in country, like playing the Opry and opening for the artists that I did, I wanted to like still respect the genre, you know? So now that I've officially chosen to step out of it, I'm like, okay, I can go into that. So I also think there is a bit of fear based of like, you know, that's really scary to do 100% authentic shit.
Yeah.
You know, but now that I am here, I'm like 26. I think it's time to
happy
like,
birthday, by the way. Happy birthday. 26.
26. I don't know that I like that one.
Why not?
Because now I'm in my second half of my 20s.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm about to be 30 in January, so I'm grandpa over here.
No.
How was the birthday?
Fire. Yeah.
You guys lit it up?
We lit it up for sure.
That's awesome. Yeah, because you've always you have just this aesthetic about you. Like even right now, wearing a Harley jacket, and that hat is fucking sick.
Dude, thanks.
The old school Rockets hat. Where do you go? Are you like an online shopper? Are you thrifting in town, or where are you getting some of this cool shit that we see you wearing? Not just as Lou, because I know you have Kimmy helping you out with that.
Kimmy,
but as far as just in general, like
I can't shop online because I'm so short that like if I shop online, I just know it's going to be too long or it's going to be whatever. So I'm like thrifting. I love to thrift. I love to go to
Nashville's a good place for that.
Yeah, there's some good spots. I have some secrets. Yeah. like I love to go to vintage shops, but I just got back from New York like 2 days ago, and I love being there because like you can just dig and find cool stuff. So I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, Nikki T has gotten me into like thrifting a little bit.
It's the best.
I just started doing it.
You never know what you're gonna find.
Yeah, and my girlfriend likes to go. She's up in Robertson County, north of town.
Cool.
So you go up there. There's all kinds of like
I can imagine
stores. Yeah, there's one called Tennessee Flea, and it's like a collection of just everything.
Whoa.
My boy Joe was in town from New York this past weekend, and he had a time. He loves coming down because it's just culture shock for him, and he's like, he's out in the scene in New York and doing all that stuff. So when he comes down here, so I was like, dude, I gotta take you to a small town Tennessee like flea thrift place, and his mind was blown. He's like, how do they have all this stuff?
It's insane. Like, and you never know what you're gonna find. You could find something in there that like they didn't know what it was, and it's marked for like $5, and you're like, hell yeah.
Yeah. What have been some of the like really cool finds, like some of the dope finds recently?
I mean, this hat was a dope find. I'm holding on to it because I'm waiting till I can trade. I want to trade it with someone who has a Celtics.
Oh, okay.
What else have I found? I found a really cool dress in New York this weekend that was made out of all like bottle tabs. Like,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I like just finding like really surreal things that you're like, what the hell is that? You know, like that is so unrealistic to wear, but I just love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool. That's so cool. How's it been now creating, going, leaning full into pop? Like we've said, there, you've always kind of had it in you, and you've had songs that have jumped on into that lane, but now to be fully into that lane, has the writing process changed quite a bit, or is it just the production changing on the songs? Because country songs and pop songs both tell stories. They're just in different ways.
Yeah, I think the writing on my like more emotional stuff is exactly the same. My process hasn't changed. The lyrics haven't changed. I think when I'm writing some of the more up-tempo stuff, it's definitely different. And it's been fun to like be in the room with amazing pop top liners and producers and kind of like toss the ball to them. And like some days I'll like challenge myself to not even sing one melody because I'm like, these people have been doing pop for longer than I have.
Yeah.
Like, let me let them lead the melody and I'll lead the lyric. And so it's been fun to kind of like challenge myself on that and just be in the room with, I mean, some of these pop producers are just like, you leave with a song that sounds like you could put it out tomorrow.
As a demo.
Yes. Like, it's that good. So, it's been really fun.
And it's like writing to a beat.
Yeah. It's so much fun. I'm about to go to LA until tour.
Wow.
Yeah. So, a minute.
Do you feel like that's kind of like your third home in a way? Like
yeah.
Because I remember you going out to LA like last time we had you on, and like LA's been just a spot where you've gotten to grow and everything.
Yeah, it's been really nice, and just like the amount of talent out there is insane, especially in the pop space. So I'm really excited to be out there. And I just get so depressed in Nashville in the winter, so I'm excited to be by the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to have that mix up. Do folks ask you about Nashville out there?
Yeah,
because like, they're kind of a because there's always it was like that in country where there was like this divide between like Texas and Nashville, and now we're seeing that bridge kind of come together.
Yeah,
and I think we're starting to see it a little bit more with LA folks coming to Nashville and Nashville folks like yourself going out to LA. But do folks ask you all kinds of questions about like what's it like out here?
Yeah, I'm like convinced there needs to be an app for us songwriters to like swap apartments because it would be amazing. I need to invent that in all my free time. but I do. I think more people from LA are even moving here.
Yeah.
And the pipeline is just bigger than it used to be. I also think that's because everyone is doing country right now.
Yeah.
Country, the genre is like blowing up. So I think it's been really cool to see just the, I don't know, people go back and forth and back and forth. It's cool.
Yeah, it's wild, and it's cool too that you have like ties to like the Northeast because it's like New York is such a big part of that too. Mm-hmm. So what were you just doing up in New York? Was it just a trip to go up and hang out?
Yeah, it was so fun.
What spots do you like up there? You strike me as somebody that could be that you would just thrive in New York, and you have the Bostonian thing in you, so it's like it makes sense. But you just seem like somebody that would thrive just in the energy that is New York. Because it's overwhelming for some people to go up there. But as a Northeastern girl, like...
No. If there was a music industry in New York, I would live there.
Yeah?
Tomorrow. Yeah. I love it. I love it. It's just the best.
What's your favorite thing about it? Like, what separates New York from, say, an L.A. or a Nashville?
I think it's the amount of people condensed in the way that they are. Like, L.A. is so big. New York is, compared to L.A., so small. And so it's like, there's just all these people per square foot that are just, like, trying to chase their dreams. And it's like, in this way, it's like, we're all kind of in this together. Like, it's this weird camaraderie, and it makes you want to work harder, and I don't know, just like grow more. And it's a really inspiring place for me to be.
Yeah, it's like it has this like romantic thing too, like romantic, yeah, like old school, like, yeah, like film movie,
like anything could happen.
Yeah. Like that, like the classic saying, if you can make it here, you can really make it anywhere.
But that is true, because like it'll also whip you in the butt, like,
yeah. But you need that, though.
You do. And I think growing up in the theater industry, especially there, I would take the train to New York all the time. And, like, sometimes you'd walk in an audition and they would just up and down you and you wouldn't even get to sing. They'd just be like, no. Like, based on how you look.
Wow.
And so I think that gave me a really tough skin, thick skin, which you need to have.
Yeah.
Because we hear no 100 times before we hear yes. So.
Yeah. Were you Annie at one point? You strike me as somebody,
yes,
that was Annie. Like that was a big...
Like 100 times.
I was going to say, little redhead girl.
Yeah.
You strike me as somebody. What other plays were you in back in the day?
I was in Sound of Music. I did a little Night Music. What else did I do? Fiddler on the Roof. Annie, so many times.
Yeah.
Just so many times.
Because that was something I took for granted living in New York, living in like the suburbs. Mm. I got to go watch Lion King, and that was my 5th grade field trip.
Yeah.
Like, I got to do all this cool shit. And as, like, a young guy, you don't appreciate it.
I know.
You don't appreciate getting to go on, like, one of those, like, river cruises, like, around the Statue of Liberty, like, after a school dance. Like, mm-hmm, you got to do all this cool shit.
Wow.
And then you don't appreciate it. Like, do you feel like you appreciate the Northeast more now that you've been away from it for so long?
100%. 100%. There's so many things, like our field trips too were so cool, and I just think, yeah, you don't know what you have till you leave.
Yeah, and it's like Boston. Boston's a city I haven't really been to, I'll be honest. I've been to Maine. Like, my dad lives in New Hampshire. Sick. I've got the New England thing in me. My brother went to college up there. My dad's whole side of the family lives in Maine. Sick. But I've never stopped in Boston. I think it's because I'm such a Yankees fan, you know? I think it's because it was tough. I was like, I don't want to go up there. Like, man, these people hate me. But it's
so funny.
Like, but I've heard that it's such a cool city, but I've heard it's also a city that if you make a wrong turn, it takes you forever to get back to where you're supposed to go. Like the grid system in Boston.
Yeah, it's definitely confusing. I still don't really understand it.
And all the roads are so old. Like, yeah, it's big, like it's like one of the first American cities.
Yeah. That's what's so cool about it, is there's so much history. But yeah, it's a confusing city for sure.
Yeah, and it's like something that I've said to my buddies about being down here. It's like, it's cool to watch Nashville become a major hub, having grown up in a major hub.
Yeah.
Do you kind of hate that it's not the Nashville that you first came to when you went to Belmont? Because you got down here what year? So
2017.
So you got down here right before I did. Mm-hmm. So I came down here 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the whole skyline's different, but it's cool seeing a city become.
It is. It's cool. The traffic is just like.
Yeah, when they just passed that thing where they're doing like transit bill, which they've been needing for a very long time, and just even doing more like sidewalks and making it a little bit more walkable for people.
It'll be nice.
Because it is crazy. Do you have family and friends that come to town pretty often?
Yeah, and they love it. It's a fun place to visit too, you know, if you're from out of town. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fun spot. Now as far as going on tour, you have like we said, like the, and it's convenient you're gonna be out in LA until tour, your first date on the Dead Inside tour at the Moroccan Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Which, what's that room like? Have you done that one before?
I have. I opened in that room. It's really cool. It's like a club in LA. Good vibes. All of these are just like really fun historic clubs.
Is an LA show kind of like a Nashville show where it's like very industry and like a little stuffy, or not really? Because Nashville shows are weird.
Yeah, I'm not playing Nashville yet for that reason.
Yeah,
I will play Nashville. I don't know. I think it's a little better, just because LA is so big, there are more fans in LA that aren't in the music industry. So I found that it was fine. Yeah, it was cool.
That's cool. Yeah, you go LA to Atlanta to back home in Boston, which the Middle East, again, I haven't been up there, but a hometown show has got to be very exciting for you.
I'm so excited. Yeah. It's been almost 2 years since I've done one, so I'm stoked.
Was that break, like, when did you decide to do that you were going to have this evolution in the loop? Was it a couple years ago and that's why we've kind of seen this little bit of a break?
It was. So I put out my last song is Lauren in November of 2023. And then I went out to LA and made this record with Dane and Rector, who's amazing, in January of this year. So almost a year ago. So that was kind of like between November and January was when I was like, okay, I'm going to send it into the pop space. But I still hadn't decided on my name change yet. And then it was just like a long time, you know. It was from January till September when the first song came out, of like planning and, you know, figuring out what I wanted it to look like and all of that. So I had to have a lot of patience for sure. But it also gave me a lot of time to like figure it out, which I think is really important. To like take a step back. So yeah, kind of all in the last year, it's like been bubbling and now I get to put it out there.
Yeah. And what's it been like with the team that you've got? You've got a great manager in Matt.
Yeah. He's awesome. He's truly the best.
How long has he been with you?
It's been almost 2 years.
Okay. So he was with you for this whole, the end of the Lauren era into this transition.
Yeah. There's literally a text I have where I'm like, don't let this freak you out, but I think it's time to like change my name. but he's the best. He works so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's just my agent, Meredith. She's great.
Yeah. She's over at
CAA. She booked this whole tour. Mwah. And, you know, my attorney, my business manager, but that's really it right now. You know, no label, no publisher.
Yeah, what's it like getting out of, because you've been in town for a while and you've had eyes on you for a while and you've had like, again, this like evolution. And it's like at one point you had a management deal with somebody, you had a label thing, like you've gone through like the ups and downs of like the Nashville thing, of like you have different folks kind of in your team, to where you're at now, like having the full creative control that you have and having a guy that like Matt that's like your ride or die and having an agent like Meredith. So what's it like kind of being on the other side of that, the ups and downs of,
I mean,
having the label and being entrenched into like that country world and now being an independent pop artist?
Yeah, it's the freedom of just like doing whatever you want is amazing. And not that I felt like I didn't ever have that, but now it's just like 100%, you know? So that's the best part about it. Being independent though, it's scary, you know, especially after I wasn't for so long. It's just like, you're kind of floating out in the universe and no one gives a fuck about you unless you make them give a fuck about you. And so it makes you work a lot harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like your brother at the poker table, like you're betting on yourself. Again, it's not.
You really got to bet on yourself. And there are days where, you know, I think being independent has put thoughts in my head for the first time of like, am I fucking insane? Like, am I delusional? Because you, just every day you're just like, I'm going to wake up today and bet on myself again.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to see results for like a minute. And I'm still going to like trust that it's all going to work out. And that's really scary, but at the end of the day, there's nothing else I want to do. Like, it's just like I have to be on stage. Like, it's like an itch that like it needs to be scratched, and I think that's how you know.
Yeah, I had my buddy Lacade on recently, and Lacade's doing really well in like the country to like pop rock kind of crossover thing, and and one of his like mottos is burn the ships. Like, you have to, if you don't have a plan B, a plan C, a plan D, plan A is going to work because it's your only option.
It has
option.
To work.
Like, it has to, because that's all you've got.
Yeah.
And that seems like it's part, like, it's like the motto of like an independent artist.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing else I can do. I think Hardy said something about it too. Like, if you, if you cut off the thought, like the idea that you could be doing something else, then you're going to go all fucking in on this artist thing.
Yeah. And I think for a while I had that mindset almost to an unhealthy extent, where like I had no hobbies outside of music. And so I had to take a step back. And like in the past year, become a more well-rounded person. But yeah. at the same time, all of those things I like to do outside of music, I don't want to do as my job. The only thing I want to do as my job is music.
Yeah. So what are the top hobbies? You were saying crocheting?
I love to crochet. I am a grandma. Like, put me on the couch with my yarn and I'm happy.
So what are we crocheting? Are we crocheting?
I just finished
hats?
A bag.
Oh.
Yeah. Now I'm moving on to a scarf.
Okay. It is the season for scarves.
Yeah. And I've just been reading a lot more, doing puzzles, like things that just make my brain shut the hell up, because my brain does not shut the hell up. So yeah, it feels nice to like have these outlets of like, I'm not just making music 24 hours a day like a psychopath anymore, which I think is good. But the only thing I want to do is make music.
Yeah.
As my job.
Yeah, you have to like have that kind of balance. And that's even like recently, like I, or not even recently, but Nikki T and I always talk about, because we do so many events and we're always around it from like a hosting side or like a business side.
Yeah.
Just going to fucking shows and enjoying music, mm-hmm. you know? Like,
oh, dude, yeah.
You have to, if you're in this, you have to at times buy a ticket and just go to a concert and just remember why you're doing music full mm-hmm. time, because you mm-hmm. fucking love music.
Yeah, that's something I've really been trying to do this year.
What shows have we seen recently?
I saw Billie Eilish a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that had to be cool.
So good.
Yeah, every and I'll say this for the men. Every guy, I think, has gone through a slight Billie Eilish phase.
Like, just what do you mean?
Like listening to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like jamming it. Like her, when we fall asleep, where do we go? Like that record, like mm-hmm. right before COVID, into COVID, I'd go on a plane and like I'd be ready to like knock out and go to sleep on a plane. Like I'd listen to those songs.
Is she so talented?
Yeah.
I love her.
How was the show?
So good.
That was Bridgestone, right?
Insane. Yeah, Bridgestone. It and was then really
she,
special.
Is she still at Phineas up there playing with her?
No, but like the lighting was insane. Her voice live is just like, what the hell, man? Like, no way. Yeah. It's just that good. Yeah. So I've just been trying to be a fan more because it's really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is. And like, that's something like, I remember when I would like describe Lauren to people, like your songs, I was like, it has some elements of that Lana Del Rey, Billie Eilish, like it always had like those sad girl things to it. So now as Lou, it's like it can really mm-hmm. get out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's such a fun time too, because it's like you just had your birthday, so mm-hmm. it's like starting at 26, it's like you can look back and say that this is the time, like at 26 is kind of this like rebirth as
yeah.
an artist.
Yeah.
Which is really fucking cool.
It's really exciting.
It's really exciting. You got a good man in your life now too, huh?
I do. I'm so lucky.
What's that been like of being in
a healthy relationship?
Because I've been in it. We were both at times, we talked about it a little bit last time, like we both kind of gone through the ringer, and I feel like Nashville is, and just life in general, you have that, but having that support system of a good guy by your side, and just you're still singing about the sadness and yeah. the anger and the aggression to a way, but life seems to be like really good on the personal side for you right now.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
And just having that to like come back to at the end of the day and know it's always a constant is like so nice.
Yeah. How'd you meet him?
Hinge.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I met my girlfriend on Instagram.
Let's go. Yeah, I think that like people, I mean, this is like part of the reason I make music, is like people, especially after COVID, are so disconnected.
Yeah.
And like, there's really not a lot of ways to meet people anymore except for these apps, because when you're out at a bar, like nobody talks to each other. It's like weird. And so it's
very clicky.
Very just weird. I don't know. And so through my music, like that's all I want to do, is just like reestablish human connection. And I think the only way to do that is being vulnerable and being like, hey, this is how I feel. It's kind of scary.
Yeah. And there's going to be other people that feel that way too.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh shit, I'm not alone. Wild concept.
Right? There's billions and billions of us on this planet.
Yeah.
Some of us are going to feel the same way.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very important.
Yeah.
Very, very important. So LA, you said you're out there for what now, 2 months?
Yeah, until tour. Yeah, 2 months.
And where are some, I've never been to LA. Where are some good spots to go out there? I'm going to make it out there one of these days. I've only been to San Diego.
Sick.
But I've never been to LA.
Sick.
I feel like I got to go at some point.
Yeah, you do. I just love everywhere by the water. So like Santa Monica, Venice. You got to go up to Malibu. I hadn't been up to Malibu ever until about a year ago. And then I was like, oh my God, it's gorgeous. It's insane.
You're like, I understand why they do all these TV shows here. Like,
yeah. Yeah. And then most sessions happen in the valley. But I just love to be out by the water. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's a nice change from Nashville. And mm-hmm. for you, what, did you grow up going to the beach, like going to the Cape yeah. and things like that?
Yeah. And I'm a water sign. I'm a Scorpio. So like
okay, yeah.
when I'm not by the water, I'm just like anxious.
Yeah. I'm an Aquarius. So I guess I'm a water sign as well. Right.
I think so.
It has aqua in the name. So I think it's,
I don't know.
Aquarius is a fucking water sign.
I think maybe. Yeah.
I would think so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've definitely got to get out there. Cause I haven't done like a lot of like the West Coast. Where have been some of your favorite spots to kind of go? Is it part of the reason that this tour is set up the way it is? These are some of your like favorite cities where you've had the most success, because you've gotten to go on festivals, opening gigs, like all over the place.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we really just looked at my Spotify top 10 cities, and those were them. Well, those are six of them. The other four in my top 10 are all in Australia.
Oh, wow. Have you been out there before?
Never. But I want to go. I just think that's so crazy. Four of my top 10 cities are in Australia.
Is it like the bottom four, or are they like kind of mixed in?
No. It's like one of them, I think, is my top city.
Like Brisbane or fucking...
Brisbane and Melbourne?
Melbourne, yeah.
No, I think you're supposed to say Melbourne.
Melbourne?
Melbourne.
Melbourne, but it's got a fucking U in it. It's
but like with their...
accent?
It's like Melbourne.
Melbourne.
yeah, those are like number one and three, I think.
Why do you think that is? What do you think it is?
I don't know. Maybe I'm popping off in Australia. Maybe I need to go tour in Australia.
Yeah, that would be cool. How has the fan response been to Lou? Have you seen new folks kind of cross over?
Yeah.
Has it been a lot of the Lauren Ride or Dies crossing over into it or what?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a lot of Ride or Dies being like, this is the most you I've ever seen you present yourself. There's been a lot of Lauren Ride or Dies that unfollowed and are like, this is a fucking flop. And I'm like, see ya.
Peace.
Deuces. And then there's a lot of new people. Yeah. So I'm kind of just like, listen, if you're here for it, you're here for it. I think people are really scared of change. And so when you, you know, pivot, it can be like uncomfortable because people are like, wait, I saw you as this. And now I don't know how to put you in this box. And so I think it takes a minute. But yeah, I think the people who really know me are like, oh, you've arrived to like the conclusion we all arrived to like yes. 4 years ago. Like you yeah. like you've arrived.
So, yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah,
that's
it just feels, I don't know, feels more authentic.
Yeah, and then we got to talk about this fucking giant hammer.
Oh my God.
It looks like it's almost bigger than you.
Dude, it was a real sledgehammer. It was 45 pounds. My arm the next day was like, ow. I should have got a fake one.
No, you got to go all in.
I went all in. I went all in. Got a real ass sledgehammer.
The sledgehammer on tour would be electric.
Yeah, I got to find a fake one though for that.
That would be electric.
I can't every night.
Anybody out there, find
me a fake sledgehammer.
Find Lou a fake sledgehammer. Because that would just be yeah. electric. Like you breaking a box or you breaking a block yeah. on stage.
I still have some of them because I made all of those blocks with friend. Yeah, my mom and my best friend Nathan, we like made all of those. It took an entire day. And wow. we like by the end, we were like, we smelled so much spray paint that we were like delirious. But I still have some of them. So I'm like, I think I want to bring them. I don't know how I'll fly those because a lot of these are fly dates, but I'll figure it out. Break them down, put them back together.
Yeah, that could be really cool. I can't wait to see what a loose show looks
fun.
Like because there's so many directions you can go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's so many.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as like doing like a full set, are there throwbacks to some yes. of the Lauren catalog?
There will be throwbacks. There'll be older songs like with new arrangements, kind of. Yeah, I'm excited.
So you give that like duality in a show.
Yeah, yeah, because I still love all my old music. I think any of it that just like leaned more country, we're gonna update the arrangement to sound a little more pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what's it look like as far as it like, obviously, I'm sure there's quite a bit of tracks in it, but like what mm-hmm. does a band look like or what does that kind of structure look like as far as on stage or on the road?
It'll be live drums, live guitar, and then tracks, yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
Clean and easy.
Clean and easy, babe.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And you going up to New York. You've been to Cat's Deli, right?
Of course.
I was going to say, you're right next
door. It's
right
next to it, yeah.
You're right next door. So that's the one where you got to get there early. Mm-hmm. And you got to get.
You got to get in that line.
Yes. You got to get in that line. That line's so fucking long. But you know when you're in a line for a place that it's fucking good.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
I'm excited.
Yeah. It's going to be cool. And that's one that the family can get out to, too. Mm-hmm. That's an easy ride. And for it to be New York, Boston, and Philly. Have you done the Milk Boy before?
No, last time we played in Philly, we played at World Cafe, World something.
Okay.
So yeah, I've never been to Milk Boy.
Yeah, I've never been either. I went to college near there, but I've never been, and I've heard nothing but good things about it.
I'm excited.
And like the people that have played there, it's cool to get you in rooms that aren't necessarily like country rooms, because you did, like, did it feel weird being in like the dance hall places and like some of the like country bars, or were you doing more like theaters and places like Zydeco that were a little more all genre?
No, I mean, I remember, where was this? I opened for Priscilla and it was like a full on honky tonk, yeah. But that was what I was doing at the time, you know? So it was like, this is amazing. Like, I never batted an eye. I was just like, yeah. I'm so grateful to be here. Now, you know, dressed as Lou, it would definitely be strange. But I'm excited to play, yeah, these clubs.
Yeah, I actually saw Priscilla and Kara last night.
You did?
I did.
Where were they? Were they at the...
Losers.
Oh, damn.
They were there while Peyton was...
So I should have stayed out.
They were there while Peyton was singing, and I was helping Luke Bryan light a cigar in the most awkward way possible. It's like, just puff on it, man. I'm like, dude, this is why I've never met you before.
This is so funny.
But you've gotten to make so many great connections over the years, and with so many... like become like have this like sisterhood of like different mm-hmm. artists that you've gotten to open for and mm-hmm. go on the road with, like Priscilla, like Alexandra Kay, like all these different people. What was that like?
Just the best.
Coming up.
Yeah, just the best. It's like, that's one of the most special things about country music, is like people just want to help each other and they really want to help lift each other. And I think that that's really, really unique to the genre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like the Nashville way.
Yeah, yeah.
People think that there's a lot of competition. I think there still is that like competition thing there, but there's not, doesn't seem to be like as much of it, at least the people that I'm
yeah.
around.
Yeah, it's not as like cutthroat as a New York or LA for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So what, now we're getting into like the holiday time. You going home for Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are your like staples for Thanksgiving dinner? I know you're a big sushi fan. Right? As far as food, like sushi is a big thing, right?
Yeah, I don't really like turkey.
You don't really like turkey? So what are you eating?
I kind of just wish it was like a chicken. my mom makes this like sweet potato casserole with like marshmallows on it.
Ooh,
fire!
So you like sweets?
Yes and no. I don't really like a sweet drink, like a sweet cocktail. Not my vibe. I like this more sour stuff, but. No, everything else I like at Thanksgiving is just like normal.
Just you're like, why can't this turkey be a chicken?
Yeah, I just don't like turkey. But that's just me.
It's funny. That's funny. See, I've been doing the carnivore diet here recently.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, because I wanted to slim down a little bit, because I got my sister's wedding this week. We were down at a festival in Auburn, Alabama, and I had Trey Bonner. We had Trey Bonner down there doing photos, and I saw a photo of him. I'm like, damn, I gotta slim down a little bit. So for the last 10 days, I know. but for the last 10 days, I've been doing this like carnivore thing.
Okay, it's so just, you're only eating meat?
It's meat. It's things that were like living. So meat, eggs...
butter.
Cheese, so it's like steak and eggs. Yeah, butter. So it's like steak and eggs in the morning, and like ground turkey, ground chicken.
But no, like bread.
No bread, no carbs.
No carbs.
I'm stopping it for the. I'm going up north this weekend. You can't go up north and not do carbs.
What about fruits and vegetables?
No fruits and vegetables. I know, right?
Wow,
it's crazy.
You just eat meat.
Yeah, I just eat meat.
Hell yeah,
steak and eggs. It's been crazy.
Did you have steak and eggs this morning?
I did.
Shut up.
I did. It was fucking delicious. Whoa. Cast iron skillet, whip up that steak. And I wasn't good at cooking. My girlfriend has been like, we got to get you cooking. And now I'm cooking.
Cooking is the best.
It is. I'm getting better. I'm not at the level that she's at. She can make like halibut. She can make like stuffed mushrooms. Yeah, she makes all kinds of. I'm very spoiled. I outkicked my coverage by 1,000,001%. But now I'm like, I've been doing this, but I'm excited to get back into the carbs when I go up north this weekend.
Yeah.
You bet your ass we go out to an Italian restaurant, I'm getting that garlic bread.
Hell yeah.
I'm dipping into that bread basket.
Yeah, you are.
What food do you miss most about Boston? You guys have seafood up there, right?
You know what I miss? Like really like just like middle of the road shitty Chinese food. Oh. Like I feel like we don't have I don't know. I haven't
It's lower it. End here. It's like sketchy. Like when people are like
right, like I don't want to die.
Yeah, it's like people when people kind of make those statements about like, oh, is this really chicken? It's like down here you might actually have to question it. But up back home, it's like the Chinese food.
It's so good.
Even the middle of the road where it's not like that expensive.
No, it's just like
you can have it any night of the week.
Yeah. I just want some orange chicken.
Oh yeah. Orange chicken, some good fried rice.
That's an insane thing of me to say that I miss from the north, but like I just feel like we don't have it here.
No, we don't. We do have really good Mexican food.
Yeah, that I like didn't understand Mexican food was as good as it is until I moved to the south. Because like we have Mexican food in, you know, where I'm from, but it's not as good.
No, it's not like some, it's like down here, it's like part here, of the
I'm
culture. Here
I'm like, oh, I love this.
Mexican food, barbecue. Yeah. I actually went and had sushi the other night and I didn't eat the sushi.
Where'd you go?
I went to a spot, it's called Ichiban. It's up in Springfield. So okay. It's a little, you might like Springfield though. Springfield, that'd be a good spot for you. It'd be a good spot for you and the boyfriend to go because especially like this time of year, going into like Christmas, they have filmed a number of like Hallmark movies there. Oh. So it's like a cool, like it has like that little like town square. Cute. And it's just like got like this historic district. But Ichiban, it's funny like to go out to the sticks for hibachi and sushi. But I had sashimi and I had the hibachi chicken and okay. I didn't eat any rice. And rice is like my favorite fucking thing. I've said that to people before. I'm like, if I could only eat one thing for the rest of my life, it would be some good ass rice.
Dude,
rice fucks.
I made sushi recently.
Oh, how'd that go?
It was amazing. I just shouldn't have eaten it the next day.
Oh, the next day, not great.
Did not bode well for me. Oh, but no. Okay, so I made sushi rice.
Yeah.
And it was this terrible rude awakening for me because do you know what's in sushi rice?
No.
So much sugar.
Oh, that's probably how it all sticks together.
Mm-hmm. And it like tastes good.
Yeah.
And here I was thinking like sushi's healthy.
Sushi's healthy. It's not McDonald's. Yay.
So annoying.
Ruining it for you.
Yeah, it did kind of like ruin it for a minute.
Yeah. Where are some of your spots in Nashville you like to go? Like hang out on like in like a date sense, but also like with your boyfriend, but also like with your homies.
I really like to go to Attaboy.
Yeah.
Speakeasy
vibe. That fits the Lauren vibe.
Yeah, I could see you at Speakeasy. I like to go to Oku.
It's a good spot.
Those are like my top two. Oh, Pilato, my best friend. Her parents and her and their whole family opened this restaurant called Pilato.
Yeah, it's fucking great. And you know his connection, dude. Right? You know Anthony. I think it might be the same family you're talking about.
What's yes, the last it's name? My best friend. Yeah, what's Gabriella. She's a songwriter, and her family opened two restaurants in Nashville.
Yeah, Luogo.
Luogo and Pilato.
Pilato, yeah.
So good.
Because he used to work with the Yankees.
Yes. Yeah.
He's got a fucking World Series ring. Mm-hmm. I remember my first time going to Luogo. I was like, this is fucking cool. And I think his sister is the one of the main anchors like in New York news.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rosanna.
I think so. Yeah, Pilato just has small the best plates. Food. Andrew and I go to Pilato at least once a week.
It's fucking delicious. Because
it's just like, it's the best food in Nashville.
And you want to try everything because it's so the small good. Place. It's that tapas vibe, which originally I didn't know how I would feel about it. Because yeah. For me, like an Italian place is like big ass chicken parm hanging off the plate.
It's so
with the pasta
good.
And the garlic bread. And then I'm going to get an espresso or a cappuccino at the end, which I still get at Pilato. Yeah. But when you have the small plates and you can try everything.
Yeah.
It's so good. Fucking good. It's worth
I'm
every
so
penny.
I'm so proud of them. Yeah, it's so good. I dream about it. Honestly.
You dream about it?
Yeah. I dream about Pilato.
What do you get there? What's like your...
The vodka sauce.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's what my mom makes really well.
Yeah.
Penne vodka is like, so good. That's what we do, by the way. So if you're ever like in the Delaware area, which you have to let me know. And if I see it pop up on tour, my parents, because they help us out with Raised Rowdy and they're like kind of like the back office. We're doing it like family business style, which is sick. Cool.
Sick.
But my mom makes a penne alla vodka that people go nuts over.
Yeah, dude, that shit's
and what
the
she'll
best.
Do whenever people like pop up at these venues in like Ocean City, Maryland or Delaware. Her and my stepdad will buy tickets to the show, but I'll link her up with whoever, like tour manager or the artist. She'll make a tray of pasta and bring it to the artist to have on the road with them.
That's so sweet.
So if you're ever in Delaware, you can be added on the pasta. If you like vodka sauce, like that is what she does. She makes it with Tito's. She's like, it has to be made with Tito's. And it's got a ton of carbs. And I haven't been able to eat it, but I'm going to be... ending the diet this week. I might hop back on it because it's been good, but yeah, we'll get you on the pasta list.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
For sure. It'll be sick. So what's something now that that you would tell that even I guess like even like before COVID or like in 2020, like 4 years ago, you were with a label, you had different management, like things seemed to be working in like a different direction. But now what's something that you would tell that girl knowing what you know now as Lou? Like, what would you say to 22-year-old, 23-year-old Lauren?
So much. The first thing I would probably say is like, I would tell myself to write about the thoughts that are just in my head all day. Because I think at that age, I was like walking into these rooms and like wanting to write the best song of my life every day. And so I would stay up the night before, like looking through my ideas and trying to come up with some like amazing idea that had two meanings and whatever. And I do think those are some of the best songs, yeah. You know, but I also think some of the best ideas just come from like, oh, I spent all day thinking about this thing, or like, you just got to write about it. And I think sometimes it's like we take it for granted and we don't think to write about that. So I would say that. Just write literally the thoughts in your brain. It's not as like complicated as I was making it, I don't think. Yeah. And I think I would also say just like, you know, stick up for yourself. Put your chin up, put your shoulders back. And if, you know, everyone's going to give you their opinion. And so when you get that opinion, you get to decide if you want to like take it or leave it. And you can absolutely leave it or you can absolutely take it.
Amen.
And I think when I was 22, I thought I had to take it every time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that person's right because they've been in this industry longer than me. And a lot of the times they are, but a lot of the times they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody's path is going to be different.
Everybody's. And the timing of everything is going to be different. And just because like Joe Schmo is succeeding at 16 years old doesn't mean that you have to.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you will. But it also doesn't mean that you never will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, well, hey, I'm so proud of you, sis. Like,
thanks,
it's
bae.
It's been cool to watch you fucking grow and watch you grow up in this town, in a sense, you know, because I met you 6 years ago when you weren't even 21 yet. And now to like see where you're at and thanks. See you doing your thing and taking the time and just in a good place in life and really having this, knowing who you are as an artist and having it be Lou and the excitement and the new music and the fucking tour and the record and all this stuff. Like, you're killing it.
Thanks.
It's so fucking cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's so cool. And I hope everybody, make sure you give our girl Lauren a follow. It's at Lou Official. Is it Lou Official?
It's Lou Real.
It's Lou Real.
Yeah. I'm still trying to get just Lou.
Just Lou.
They don't want me to have it.
Somebody's got
it. But I'm like, they were like, you can't have a 3-letter Instagram handle. But I'm like, okay, SZA.
Yeah, I was going to say, people have those.
J-Lo.
Yeah.
I think they just like, they want you to be like of high status before you get it.
Well, you're going to get
it. So I'm like, fine, I'll wait.
I'll wait.
I'll wait.
I'll wait. We're going to document you telling me this. And then when I'm there, I will be Lou.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. But y'all be sure to go check out the new music, Dead Inside with Knox. It's out now. Dead Inside Tour, February, LA, Atlanta, Boston, New York, Philly, DC, and a whole new project on the way. Y'all be sure to go check out our girl, Lauren, aka Lou. Love you, sis. Appreciate
thanks,
the hell
baby.
Out of you. And thank you guys, as always, for watching. Shout out to our friends from Surfside, Vodka, Lemonade, Vodka, Iced Tea. I've been saying, let's go surfing is their motto, but it's really no bubbles, no troubles, which is a better slogan. That's why they market their product that's and cute. Not always us. But shout out to our friends from Surfside. And also be sure to visit RaisedRowdy.com for more information on us. Well, for my girl Lou, I'm Matt Barrill. This has been Outside the Round. Sweet.
We did it.
I ain't never been the kind for staying one place for too long. I ain't never been the best at saying I love you to a girl I love. Only got a couple tricks on my sleeve. They usually just make them leave.